Welcome to Bible Principles with Dr. Gene Getz.
I'll never forget an experience I had in Jerusalem. I was standing by what at one time was the Pool of Bethesda, and my mind immediately went back to John's Gospel. It was at this very place that Jesus met a man who had been sick for 38 years. Listen to what John wrote.
When Jesus saw him lying there and knew he had already been there for a long time, he said to him, "Do you want to get well?" "Sir," the sick man answered, "I don't have a man to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up. But while I'm coming, someone goes down ahead of me." "Get up," Jesus told him. "Pick up your mat and walk." Instantly, the man got well, picked up his mat, and started to walk.
Can you imagine what happened to those who are watching? Many had believed in the myth that if they got into the water, they would be healed. But Jesus' ability to heal was no myth. You would think that all would put their faith in Jesus when they witnessed this miracle, a man walking after 38 years as an invalid. Well, some did, but others actually got more hostile and wanted to take Jesus' life. You see, it wasn't just that Jesus worked a miracle. Rather, Jesus was claiming to be God in the flesh. Later, he actually said, "I and the Father are one." You see, there are two themes that run through the Gospel of John. There were those who saw Jesus work miracles, and they sincerely believed. Conversely, there were those who would not believe and got stronger in their unbelief. Yes, as I stood at this very place in Jerusalem, I thank God that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and that I have put my faith in Him for eternal life. I trust that that's true of you as well.
The Bible principle you've heard today comes from the first ever multimedia study Bible. It's called the Life Essentials Study Bible. For more information, go to BiblePrinciples.org.